The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. Al-Qaeda is just about out of business. The biggest problem with aircraft security lately seems to be some idiot trying to sew turkey sandwiches together. Use a toothpick for crying out loud. But according to the FBI, we're not out of the woods because terrorists are always looking for the back door, and it may turn out to be the internet. More after this from Charlie. Sean Henry spent 24 years as the FBI's top cyber cop, and he tells CBS's Bob Orr that computer systems in this country are under continuous attack.
There are attempted breaches in the millions of times per day. They'll just continuously knock until they find an edge to get in.
Do they get in?
They get in regularly.
Some of the attackers are lone wolves, but others are working for governments, including China and Russia. And being that we are arguably the most computer-dependent nation on Earth, we're especially vulnerable. Henry says that many of the hacked companies have no idea.
When I was with the FBI, our agents routinely told them that their networks had been breached. And the reason we knew their networks had been breached was because we found their data outside their network in the course of another investigation.
In response to these warnings, Senator Joe Lieberman is proposing a bill which would require U.S. companies to report all cyber attacks and set up security standards for critical industries.
Somebody can attack us and really do as much or more damage than the terrorists did on 9/11 by knocking out the power grid for weeks, by incapacitating all of our banks.
But his bill has already run into opposition from businesses who see it as just another government nuisance, and it may be next year before something's passed. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.